Okay, let's focus our attention now still on electricity, but much more on the broader national picture. Earlier today, as I mentioned, you might have heard me say Electricity Minister Kgosietso Ramokgopa has been briefing on the state of the grid, the state of the National Energy Action Plan. And I have to say, I mean, I watched a fair chunk of it. He had lots of numbers, lots of statistics, and what seemed to be a bottomless well of positivity and optimism. Let's get the thoughts, though, of somebody who watches this very, very closely indeed. Professor Samson Mampweli is an energy expert from the South African National Energy Development Institute. Prof, a very good afternoon to you. The electricity minister was very keen to engage with the argument and idea that this is all just, I wouldn't call it window dressing, but certainly making sure that there's as little load shedding as possible before the election, but it doesn't represent any real improvement in the fundamental position of the grid and the energy infrastructure. What's your view? Because certainly the minister had a lot of numbers that he put forward for us to consider.
Good afternoon to you and the listeners. I recently gave a public lecture on this matter at the University of Venda last week, and I touched mainly on some of the aspects that the minister has made reference to, and that was based on the data that we received from ESCOM and the data that we collect from the ESCOM public platform regarding why there's no load shedding in the past 30 days. So there are a number of factors, some of which the minister touched on. The first one is the improvement in the energy availability factor of the coal fleet. At some point, it was hovering around 51% to 55%. It then moved to about 61%. At some point, it was touching at 65%. But it has been consistently close to 60%. I think we're sitting at about 59% to date. And we have been saying that if we improve the energy availability factor of the coal fleet to above 70%, load shedding stops immediately. And that is contained in the IRP 2010. It's contained in the IRP 2019, because with the current energy mix, that's where the energy availability factor should be hovering around. The other issue is that we have low electricity demand. It's peaking at between 24,000 megawatts and 26,000 megawatts.
Right.
That on its own is helping as well. So we have an additional about 4,400 megawatts that's available because of the higher energy availability factor of the electricity of the coal fleet. And also the solar PV aspect, we've got plus or minus 6,000 megawatts that has been installed by households and businesses, some of whom received the incentives from government. So all those things in total, they led to the situation that we see right now.
It's an interesting thing you say, Prof. Mampweli, because while you were making the point about reduced demand, I was thinking of us being in something of a vicious circle where, on the one hand, we have low economic development for a range of factors, but one of them is certainly the availability of energy. On the other hand, the fact that we don't have a lot of economic activity would suggest that the demand is down and we get better performance out of the fleet. Surely the ideal situation is that the demands on Eskom and other service providers actually grows, because that is not a single indication of economic health, but it's certainly a substantial one.
Yeah, so you are right. There's a direct relationship between economic growth or economic activity and electricity demand. So in this particular case, the relationship is between the installed solar PV and the demand. So during the day when the sun is shining, we've got a lot of solar energy that is coming on board, which then basically takes away some of the demand from the national grid. That's why it's not peaking at 30,000 megawatts. It's rather peaking at 24,000 to 26,000 megawatts. And the peak demand is the one that we see peaking at 26,000 megawatts. And that's because most of the people who've got batteries at home and solar systems, at that particular point in time, they some of the batteries are still being charged and things like that.
Right.
And then when we get to the morning, they still have some form of electricity that's coming from the batteries. That's why the morning peak is at about 24,000 megawatts.
And just finally, the diesel numbers, that was something very prominent in what the minister was saying about the allegations that they're just burning masses and masses of diesel in order to keep the lights on, in order to make the party currently in power more electable on the 29th of May. What are the numbers telling you? I mean, it does look good, but I don't have perhaps the long timeline perspective that you would have.
Yeah, so what we have seen is that the Eskom is not burning as much diesel at the moment.
Right. Prof Mampweli, I wonder if we still have you there? Okay, I think we might have lost. Yeah, we lost him on the diesel question. Pity. It's an issue we'll continue to discuss. Any of your thoughts when you listen to the electricity minister? Many people I know are very much, this will all pass and pass for the worse once the election has been held. The electricity minister, Kgosietso Ramokgopa, is saying this is a reflection of fundamental structural changes that they are. Let me not call it fundamental structural changes, because I think I'm putting words in his mouth. He is saying this is a reflection of the improvement of the fleet, its management and its maintenance. I think that's more accurate. Give us your views.